This is your girl, Model E, of course. How y'all doing tonight or today? Good. Ladies, y'all good? Fellas, y'all all right? Hope everybody treating each other good. I'm good. Welcome back to Talking with E. Yes, I hope you guys enjoyed last bi-week episode. Tonight, though, we're gonna be dipping and dabbing into a few things. I think you guys will like it. But before we start the show, make sure you continue to follow me on Instagram at MODEL underscore E underscore. Your girl got it right this time. And also on Twitter at Erica Jones with the Z on the end. And also make sure that you go to our YouTube page. The network is called GWN Space Network. So when you see the red circle logo with GWN in the middle, yes, you are in the right place. So make sure you like, subscribe to all our content that we have on there. And also check out our Roku channel. Yes, I know y'all got all these damn smart TVs out there. Make sure you go down the Got What You Need TV app. That's GWN TV. Okay. And there you will find music, all type of shows. You got docs, and I got a special doc coming up for you guys soon. We have a lot of different content on there, so make sure you go and check that out. Okay. All right. So we're gonna go ahead and start this little episode with this dude that I found online, and pretty much I like him. So let's go ahead and listen.
That's saying, wait a minute, we got people in this country that need
Well,
the
not him, of
answers
course.
that
It's to nobody.
they never can get. They're
Oh, I
always
don't
being
like that.
cut by the government, this, that, and the other.
And that was a little shameless promotion that came in on my dime. That was Politrick Podcast, which is another podcast that you guys can find on our network. I don't know how he got up in there, but Sky, you all up in my podcast, baby. Get out of my podcast. All right. So I know what I'm gonna do with him. Sometimes you gotta do people like that. You know what I'm saying? All right. So now let's get back to what we were supposed to be doing. Okay. Now, I like this dude. He talking real.
Don't play about my wife when it comes to nobody. Nobody.
Go
And
back.
I stand on that. It was a lot of people that got upset when I said the person that you're married to or the person that you're taking serious comes before everybody. I stand on that. My wife comes before my kids, right? To a certain extent. And what I mean is this, I am not going to put our relationship on hold or the things that make
That's
us
right.
happy on hold for them, because what's going to happen is they're going to grow the fuck up and have lives of their own. Will
Donut.
I respect them? Absolutely. Do I need them to like or love her? Absolutely not, because they're not dating her. The same thing with the parents, my mom, my dad, my grandma. If you don't like her, that's on you, but you do not come before her. I exchange bodily fluids with her, I split bills with them. I split my heart with them. Nothing comes before my partner. I'm not playing no games. And if you go against them for anybody, this is when you become now. Nothing.
The I'm with him. I'm with him. I come first. Not only that, it says in the Bible, but when we came together, that means we are now one. So I am first in everything. And as a matter of fact, my husband and I, the Life and Love podcast with Erica and Sean, the new episode that's coming out, if you guys listen to that, we kind of had a similar conversation about how the kids are not number one. Okay. It's each other, basically. So when I heard this, I was like, you know what? This man ain't never lie. He ain't never lie, because one day those kids is going to grow up. They're going to leave the nest and they're going to forget about your ass. So you better learn to know how to communicate and get along with your spouse, because it's going to be a point where it's only you two in the house. It's going to be a point where it's only you and him, ladies, in the house. It ain't going to be the kids to where you're going to have to be making up excuses that you got to deal with the kids and do this and do that. Nah, it's just going to be both of y'all. So you're going to have to learn how to mentally prepare yourself for that. And how you do that is have communication with your significant other. Talk about things, just anything. Make anything a conversation. Talk about when you went to the grocery store, what happened? What, when you saw something funny, or on your way driving, going to work, you know, you saw somebody digging in their nose or something, driving on the highway or something. Like, just anything can be a conversation. Okay. So now I know a lot of people may have an issue with, well, that's my mama. She had me. She can always be number one in my life. Yes, your mama is always going to be number one in your life. But when you got your wife, she is number one. Okay. Now, I'm not saying don't love your mama, but you married me. We have sexual relations. Okay. We exchange bodily fluids. You got me and I got you inside me, and you got me inside you. So we gonna have to make a decision. So which one is gonna be? But we come one. We are here as one. And if anybody got a problem with it, we ain't cool no more. And that also goes for that, that brought up another thought in my mind of when people are in relationships and they decide that they want to fight, they want to argue, and they want to put people inside their relationship. So now you telling me that, you know, Tanya is over here doing this and that, and she's having a conversation with this other dude at work, and, you know, Johnston over here, he over here going to the club every night with his homeboys and just spending a ridiculous amount of money on these women just to be getting lap dances and whatever he's doing. So now you telling me all this and you want to leave him and you just, you can't handle it. It's just too much and it just no getting through, and you still with him. Now, how you think I'm going to look? I'm going to be looking inside your relationship now. You telling me all this stuff, like you going to do some shit about it and you ain't doing nothing about it. You still there. So why are you complaining and you still going to be there? Don't put people inside your relationship. Don't give folks a window to look inside. Okay. I'm not saying you got to be on social media and you got to be lying about your relationship, but damn it, don't put me in the shit if you're going to still be in there doing the same damn thing, because I don't want to hear your complaints because I got shit of my own. Okay. So keep people out of your business. If you don't want me looking at you like, damn, that bitch stupid, don't tell me that shit, because that's how I'm going to look at you. I may not come out and say it, but I'm going to look at you like, you stupid, because you telling me all this stuff and you ain't doing nothing about it. You might as well be quiet and don't complain, right? I mean, in my humble, honest opinion, I think that's what it is. But the wife come first, okay? The wife comes first. They come before the kids. Yes, to a certain extent. We all know that the kids kind of take a lot of our times. Kids take a lot of time because they need things. You know, they depend on us. So they need things. So they're going to take up that time. But in the end, you got to treat your significant other with time as well, too. And I know it's hard. Y'all, I know it's hard. Trust me, because when I had my first child, I did not know that I was not giving my husband any play. I was neglecting his ass, okay? And he will tell you. So I understand, but you got to give your spouse, your significant other, that time, okay? All right, moving on now. Now, this right here is, I don't understand why this woman had to come on social media and tell the whole world why they need to change their underwear every day. But I assume a lot of people don't. Okay. So here we go.
You should change your underwear every day. It's my personal practice as a human, but also as a physician. I think that also for health reasons, it's wise. I think changing your underwear every day helps potentially lower the risk of moisture being trapped in your genital area, and developing bacterial yeast infections and stuff like that may lower the risk of rashes and irritation, you know, exacerbations of eczema, psoriasis, if that's what you have. I think it's a wise thing, kind of like we change our clothes every day. I'm kind of along the lines of, yeah, let's change our underwear every day for those reasons and others. But the thing is, not everybody agrees with that. And there's a decent size percentage of the population who don't, who she doesn't change their underwear every day.
Like, I know,
I think there's a spectrum in terms of what people believe and what they think. And I do think some of it may be cultural in terms of where you live, how you grew up, what country you grew up in, et cetera. Could also be due to climate. If you live in a hot climate, are you sweating all the time versus not? So I think there are a number of factors. But I want to know, what do you do? What do you think? How often should you change your underwear every day? Let me know in the comments also.
Okay. Now, it's crazy that this lady had to come in here and say that. I had to tell y'all to change y'all damn drawers. Y'all know better than that. Y'all grown. Now, I understand what she's saying, like in some cultures, okay? There are some cultures who don't do that, who don't take showers every day. But I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about people like me, for instance. Let's talk about Black folks, because that's what I know, because that's what I am. Now, everybody should be changing their drawers, okay? But as for a woman, especially a woman, y'all know women, you know, with our juices and stuff start flowing, you know, we moving around all the time, and, you know, you may sweat, and you don't need all that moisture in your underwear, because it's just going to cause problems. It's going to cause yeast infections, BVs, like she say, psoriasis, eczema, like all that can lead to a whole lot of things that you don't want. Now, if you're sitting there and you are sweating, you know that the temperature is very hot, and as soon as you go outside, you can just feel it. Now, that means, you know, you get your ass back home, that you may need to take those drawers off and, you know, wipe off and put a new one on. It's just common sense. But for a grown woman and man, but I'm speaking more of the woman because, well, I mean, men can get yeast infections too, but mainly for the woman, it's nasty. That shit is unethical. Yes. It's unethical. You start itching and you think that's okay. Itching ain't never fun down there, okay? You start getting the odor, you start smelling like fish. That ain't never good. Something is going on. Change those damn drawers, okay? I said it. If nobody never told you, I told you, a Model E said, change my drawers every day. And sometimes I may have to change it 2 times a day, depending on the situation and what's going on. It ain't going to hurt. It ain't going to hurt nothing. But it will make you be a better woman. I promise you. Okay? I promise. Y'all know I wouldn't steer you wrong. I would not steer you wrong. Change them damn drawers. Is nasty. We should not be having this type of conversation broadcast online internationally all over the world. We really should. If you smell something, wash your ass and change your drawers. If you feel something, wash your ass and change your drawers. At one point, I would have say take some powder and put down there, but we can't even trust powder no more. We can't trust Johnson & Johnson no more. So don't put no powder down there. Just make sure that it's dry. Don't keep it moist where no bacteria can creep up on you. I'm just telling y'all the real. That's all. I'm Model E. I'm just delivering the message. Okay. All right. So this one is, let's talk about quickly walking away from a relationship.
When a woman has the power to walk away from a man that she loves, but he's not loving her back the right way.
She allows the space that is necessary for her heart to heal. More importantly, when a woman can walk away from a man, when you can say to a man, okay, I'm done, I'm out of here, you then give that man the space he needs to gain clarity.
Yes.
Because sometimes access breeds blindness.
It does, it clouds.
We're blind to what we have access to. I would liken it to being in New York City at the Empire State Building. If you're right there at the front door, you can't see it because you have direct access. But the further away you are from it, the more it comes into view. When a woman.
That's true. I mean, he broke it down pretty good. It is, and we see it all the time. Relationships are hard, especially if you have been in a relationship for a very long time and you really love that person, because a lot of times you can love, but that person really don't love you. They may have love for you or feelings for you, but they are not in love with you. And a lot of people, when they love with all their heart, and then their heart gets broken. So when I'm a woman, so I'm going to speak on a woman. When a woman loves and she says she's done, she's had enough of it, she's gone. Most real women, they are really gone. And if that man really loves you, if he really, truly loves you, he will take that space that you have given him and he will come to visualize and look to see if he feels anything. Does he misses anything from that woman? Because if that woman is no longer in his life, he should feel a little sense of wanting, you know, a little sense of pain that that woman is not there anymore. But if he doesn't realize that, then that lets you know, as the woman, to just move on. Because now you're in that situation by yourself. And nothing is worse than being in a relationship and working it and moving it yourself. You might as well just be by yourself. It's not fun. So when you're walking away from a relationship, walk away. Don't say you're leaving, but then he still has access to you because you're not giving him a chance to fully see you. You're not giving him a chance to miss the things that you did do for him to see if it's legit, like if he really, really loves you or miss you. Because if you give him space to think about it and clear his mind and also to whatever he's been doing, let him understand that, look, I've been doing this, and this is a result of me not having my woman. This is something that I need to stop. So when you completely leave him alone, that you don't go back to him, you don't do certain things for him, you just stop, let him handle things on his own. And once you give him that space, he'll come to realize. But as long as you keep coming back into his life, he's going to continue to use that and use you. And that's not good for you. It's not good for him. It's just not good for the relationship. You just continue to hurt yourself over and over again. So the healing process must be done right. It is levels to the healing process. And I always believe that if you really love someone, you should let them go. Let them go. Give them their wings and let them fly. It's going to be hard, but you got to do it. Just simple as that. You got to do it. So when you're walking away from a relationship, because you need to have a clear mind. It needs to be clear. And you don't want anything clouding the judgment. So you just stay away and you just wait on time. And if the time comes and the clocks just keep ticking and ticking, it don't seem like it's not getting anywhere. No one is not making any amends, then there is your answer. Just simple as that. I don't want to preach to y'all, but, you know, I know a little science. All right. So next on the docket, we have this woman, right? And she says that driving is ghetto. And I'm like, let me listen to this shit and see what she's talking about. I'm going to let y'all be the judge.
Driving is ghetto. There are people who are offended by it. You don't get it. You don't get it, which is fine. I do not drive. I do not have a car. I do not like driving. My mind needs so much space during the day to think through all of the amazing visions that I have for myself, for my life, for my vision, that I don't want to be worried about the color of a light. I don't want to pump gas. I just don't believe that that is the best use of my time, my energy, and I simply don't want to do it. And I think Black girl luxury means that whatever you want or don't want, you create a life around that. Driving is ghetto.
You know what's ghetto? That her ass is lazy. That's what that is. That sounds like laziness to me. I'm sorry. I don't want nobody to drive me around unless I have a driver and I don't feel like driving and I want somebody to drive me somewhere. But just living my normal everyday life, going to the grocery store, putting gas in the car, picking the kids up from school, doing stuff like that. I'm sorry. I want to be independent. I want to drive. Your ass is just lazy. What y'all think? She lazy, right? Like, why? You can't drive because you need to vision everything. You need to process. What are you thinking about? You just going to the store. So what are you thinking about that's going to be so hard to where you can't focus on driving that you don't want to do it? Why you don't want to get out and pump gas? I mean, I know it's a little chilly right now, but still, you still got to pump your gas. Like, I don't understand. I think what you're saying is ghetto. It's ghetto and it's lazy. And I don't like ghetto or laziness. I want to pump my gas, okay? Unless my husband with me, then he do it. But, nah, I'm going to drive. How about you? Are you going to drive? Yeah, I'm going to drive. I don't know where she get that from, type of drive in this ghetto. Now, this is another thing. Speaking of man, right? I want y'all to listen to this right here. Because I'm going to do for my man. I don't care what nobody says. Say what you want.
Real quiet every time y'all start having them conversations about who gonna pay for what, and your man gotta do all of the legwork. Because baby, listen, around here I'ma pay half the rent and I ain't gonna complain about it. I might even pay a little bit more depending on what your pocket's looking like for the month, because in this economy, I know, I get it, I know. I'm gonna take my man on dates. I'm gonna pay
for a lot of people call her pick me up.
I'm about to get a pedicure.
Y'all know how I feel about pick me up. Pick me up.
Had a long month just like I did, or shoot, happy Father's Day, happy birthday, whatever. Like, I'm paying for stuff. So, you know, kudos to the girls that got it all taken care of for them. Kudos to the girls that's just like, you know, my man does it all. I don't lift a finger. I lift fingers. I work.
I lift fingers. I don't
work. And I'm going to take care of my man the same way I want him to take care of me. I don't see nothing wrong.
Honey, I lift fingers. See these fingers? I got these little wrinkles on these fingers. I be working. Look, I don't pay half the mortgage. I don't do none of that. My husband take care of that. But I do shit. I do stuff. I do. I don't think it's fair for both of us to have an income and for him to take all of his money and spend it on everything, and including me, inside the house and outside the house. That's not right. If we are together, that means we are a team, and there are things that we are trying to accomplish. So what is the end goal here? To save as much money as possible. And the only way to do that is for us to both put our money together and make this shit happen. Like, say what you want, but pick me up, baby. Like, come on. Like, let's do this. I'm gonna pick you up too. So, do you help your old man? What do you do around your house? Do you help pay electricities? Do you pay like maybe the cell phone bill or something like that? Do you pay the internet bill? Like, what do you contribute? Or do you let your man pay everything? Because when we go out to dinner, sometimes I hurry up and pull my card out before he pulls his one out. And I have to actually put it there in the waitress' hand before he does. Because if not, he's going to slap my hand for me to put it back. And I don't want to do that. Like, let me take care of you sometimes. Like, you take care of me all the time. Let me do this for you. I think that's all fair, right? There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of women will be like, girl, he going to pay. He going to pay for everything. And I don't understand these women these days. So you got these women out here who wants to go on date with men, and right fresh off the gate, you say that a man needs to be able to pay for your Uber for you to get to the restaurant. He needs to make sure, give you money to get your hair done before you go out with him. Or hell, even order extra food to give your kids when you get back home. Like, you're putting so much responsibility on a man that you don't even know. And sometimes I feel that it's hard out here for the guys sometimes. It is. They do have it hard because social media, man, social media makes it seem like a man got to give up his whole life for a woman. And if the man gives up his life, what are we going to have? So for me, this woman here, I'm going to help my man. If I make a decision to say, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, guess what? I'm going to take a part in financially planning it because it was my decision too. How do I look asking him, well, baby, come on, let's go out to dinner tonight. And he got to pay for it all the time. That's not fair. Like, we got to give our men a break. Yes, our men is strong. Yes, he's very strong. But damn, let him feel warm and cozy and comfortable. Like, let him feel like he can lay on you. You know, let's rest his head some. You guys put so much on a man, and it's hard and it's stressing him out. Don't stress your man out, because we need our men. We need our brothers. We need them to be here for us and our families. So I'm sitting here today telling y'all, take some heat off the men, okay? Let him relax. When he come home from work on a hard day, get the soap tub ready. Have some water in it. Put some nice little scent in it. Rub his feet. Oil it down when it's done. You know, maybe clip his toenails. You know, do something nice like that. Like, put him in the massage chair. Give him a beer or something. Like, do something special. Like, stuff that he would do for you, turn around and do for him, because like it or not, a lot of men love that me time. You know, just like how we like to go and get our hair and nails done, they like to go to the barbershop too. They probably would like a nice facial, foot rub. You can do all of that. It's not going to make him feel no less than a man, I promise you. A lot of the men will like that. They may not say it because they don't want y'all to think that they will like stuff like that, but they will. So just do it. Sometimes you got to think outside of the box. That's all I'm saying. You just got to think outside of the box sometimes. So, all right. So let's see. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this one. I think this is going to be the last one. And let me know what y'all think about this. Okay.
All right. Woman does not feel safe
If a woman has to take decisions, if a woman has to manage the life and has to plan for the future, if a woman has to provide, if a woman has to think of all these things, she's better off on her own because she can be married to herself. That's all I can care for. Yeah. Sadly, a lot of men are losing their masculinity. Crazy enough, like they think a man is okay as long as he's big, he's got his buddy going on, he's got his looks and everything. They think that's what a man is, but I can get that done in Thailand for like 5,000 dirhams, you know, to look exactly like you. You know, that's not what a man is. A man is a man who takes care, provides, respects, acknowledges, listens. Is yeah. there, is present. It may gives you safety. And safety doesn't mean that if a dude wants to beat me up, you're going to go beat him up. That's not safety,
right?
You know? Sure, great if you can do that. But safety as in like that's emotional safety, communication safety, being my, giving me a safe space to be myself. And when that's not given to a woman, she changes. And then the man gets upset. Why are you changing? Why are you right. being cold? Well, that's because you're not being man enough. You're not doing what you have to do. You know, if a woman
exactly. So basically, communication and emotional support. And if you guys have, you know, just listened to me alone and as well as our Life and Love podcast with my husband, we talk a whole lot about communication because we believe that communication is key. And anytime you can sit and have a conversation with someone, you know, speak your mind, say how you feel without anyone, you know, giving judgment or right off the gate, jump into telling you what your feelings should be, you know, just being, you know, having those emotions. And if you can find someone that, you know, shows empathy with you, you know, how you feel about things, it goes a long way. Now, any man can be called a man, you know, just because he's big and he's buff. And like you say, he'll go rough somebody up for you. Okay, yeah, that's cool. But what can you do? What do you do for me? Can I come to you and talk to you about anything? Because I think that what goes on a lot now in these relationships is that a lot of people don't know how to talk to each other and they lose their selves, they lose their relationships. And next thing you know, we are sleeping in separate bedrooms. You know, my husband and I, we talk a lot, even though like currently right now at this moment, you know, we're both inside the house. He's in one part, I'm in one part. But we always FaceTime each other or we'll send texts to each other. We still have conversations. We still communicate with each other, even though we're 4 feet from each other, you know? And I love that about our relationship. And when we first got married, we both made one of our vows is that we will never change. Yes, we will change because we're getting older. So we will change. But we haven't changed in regards to each other of how we feel and what we do. We always, you know, will make sure that we will never go to bed angry at each other. We will always kiss each other goodnight and we'll, you know, agree to disagree. But we will never just say, you know, F you and F you and boom, that's it. Never that. So in these comments, when I played that video, a lot of women were saying that, yes, that emotional support, you know, having communication is very important because a lot of times that will break a woman. If she don't have that stuff to talk to you about, then she's going to shut down. And if you are constantly being like, voice being yelled at all the time and you're just it's me and it's never including you into anything, eventually you as a woman, you're going to shut down. You don't want no part of it because you've never been a part of it and you know you're not going to ever be a part of it, so you just shut down and you let him go his way and you go your way. And now, you know, I'm kind of just tiptoeing around the house because I understand how you are, you know? So a lot of women were saying that a lot of men are being raised by single, broken-hearted women. And I don't know if that's always the case. It was this, a lot of kids grew up without fathers, and they turn out just perfect. Yes, social media do portray all that wild, outrageous, crazy things. They do portray that. But, you know, men is a lot of time, we put so much on a man. We say that they are not supposed to cry. They are not supposed to show their emotions. And that stuff kind of, you know, it sticks to them. And so it makes them vulnerable to not speak about how they feel. So they become this, you know, macho man. They stay strong and, you know, just be boastful. But when you actually have that one person, that one woman who loves you, and, you know, don't ever take you for granted, and that will do anything for you, I think that, you know, would be the time that you, you know, would speak up and, you know, kind of help her out, you know, be a team. But with that being said, anybody, any man can be called a man, but you have to do the work. It's work in it. So you just can't be going around, you know, making demands. You actually got to be there. You gotta be a shoulder to cry on, or just for someone to lay their head on. You gotta provide that space, because if I don't feel safe as a woman in your presence, I'm not going to be able to open up to you, and I'm not going to be my 100% self. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that was a very great conversation, but you guys, you know, can always tell me your thoughts. And also, if anyone would like to, you know, be a guest and have a conversation with me on Talking With E, I am A-okay with that. You guys know where to find me. So this is going to conclude this bi-week episode. And remember to tell a friend to tell a friend all about me, and make sure you guys keep up with me on Instagram at Model E, MODEL_E_, as well as follow me on YouTube and Facebook. I got Facebook as well too. Follow me on YouTube at GWN Space Network. And also on Roku, you can follow the network, see me and a host of other people and things. It's Download the Got What You Need TV app. That's GWN Space TV. And I hope you guys be safe, and I will see you next time. And...